It's just comedy.
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
I'm with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio.
Also, my podcasts are free of ads, so you can enjoy the programs commercial-free. If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
I finished the month of April with Jack Benny. Two episodes for Mr. Benny. The first one has The first one has a guest star, Miss Virginia Bruce, which is broadcast from Quantico Marine Base in Virginia, January 31st, 1943. And then we have his guest. Then his guest in the second episode is George Jessel, who subs for Jack because Jack was late, so George Jessel had to do a substitution for him. February 7th, 1943.
The Grape Nuts Flakes program, coming to you from the United States Marine Base at Quantico, Virginia, and starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Dennis Day, Rochester, yours truly, Don Wilson, and the McFarlane Twins and their orchestra. Friends, you know what I received the other day? A fan letter. Yes, sir. And it said, "Why don't you people do something about that dull word, delicious? I've heard it on the air 40 times today. Go and get yourself a new word." So my fan doesn't like delicious, huh? Well, I wonder if he'd settle for the super duper pan dandy. Well, instead of saying how delicious Grape Nuts Flakes are, I can certainly call them sweet as a nut Grape Nuts Flakes. And oh, boy, does that describe to a T their delicious... No, no, now, wait a minute. I mean their malty-rich flavor. And I'll wager there's one thing my fan does like about delicious, and that's the ditto way Grape Nuts Flakes taste, and their ditto crisp and toasty texture. And does this nutritious and delectable breakfast food satisfy? Why, you'll find the whole family clamoring for it. So try this ambrosial, this swell, elegant breakfast dish, Grape Nuts Flakes, tomorrow. You'll find they're delicious. Played by the orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, from Quantico, Virginia, where we're broadcasting to the world's roughest, toughest fighting men, the United States Marines.
You said it.
We bring you the Waukegan Cream Puff, Jack Benny. Hey.
Thank you. Hey, what happened to that first number there? My goodness. I thought Phil Harris was back with us again. I mean, what... hello again. This is Jack Benny speaking. And Don, you can talk about my gray hair, and you can kid me about being, shall I say, conservative. But when you call me a cream puff, that's a going too far. Why, when I was a young fella in Waukegan, everybody used to call me the Mangler.
The Mangler? My goodness, why did they call you that?
I used to crush strawberries at a soda fountain. I was the best jerk they had. Soda, of course. And talk about being tough. Why, Don, would you believe it? When I was only 8 years old, I had a fight with a kid who was over 12.
And what happened?
I knocked her cold. She had it coming, though. She was always dipping my curls in the inkwell. But you're right about these Marines, Don. They're as rugged a bunch of boys as I've ever seen. I mean, they've got what it takes. Pardon me. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
On behalf of the Marines stationed here, I want to welcome you to Quantico.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Pull in your gun.
Sir, gee, these guys are really in condition, aren't they, Don?
Yes, they certainly are. By the way, Jack, how's Mary's cold? Is she going to be on the program tonight?
No, she isn't, Don. She'll be back next Sunday, though. You know, we've been knocking around the country at a pretty fast clip, and a woman can't take it like we men. I feel fine myself.
You do, Mr. Benny?
Yeah. How do I look?
Well, I'll probably get slugged for this, but you look like something that's cat dragged out.
That's in. Dragged in.
This cat dragged you out again.
Never mind. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Dennis, what do you mean I look bad? I mean, what's wrong with me?
Well, gee, you're awful pale and run down looking.
Well, sure I'm pale. I ruined my sun lamp trying to make waffles in it. Huh? What else is wrong?
Remember this morning on the train when you were shaving?
Yeah.
Well, you cut yourself and no blood came out.
Yikes! Well, that settles it. I gotta see a doctor. I'll mail out bids and get an estimate on a good checkup. First thing tomorrow.
Tell me, Jack, who's going to take Mary's place on the program tonight? After all, we do need a girl's voice.
Well...
Don't look at me. I'm just a tenor.
I'm not looking at you. I was about to say that Virginia Bruce is going to be with us tonight.
Virginia Bruce?
Yeah, she's down here on location for a picture, and she very graciously consented to come over.
You mean Virginia Bruce, the big movie actress?
Yes, sir.
You mean the beautiful blonde with the dreamy eyes that I'll fall madly in love with and ask her to marry me and she'll say no and I'll hang myself with that lousy necktie you gave me for Christmas?
Oh, boy, what an imagination that kid's got.
It comes in handy when you haven't got a girl, believe me.
All right. Anyway, Miss Bruce will be here in a few minutes. And Dennis, I want you to be on your best behavior.
What do you mean?
I mean, no standing on your head and showing off. And now, folks...
He hates me because I can stand on my head.
I hate you because your head is flat and you can do it the easy way. It's not fair to the rest of us. Well, here comes the musical end of the program, the McFarlane twins. Hello, Art, George.
Hello, Mr. Petty.
Gee, these two boys do look exactly alike. If George didn't owe me $5, I couldn't tell them apart. By the way, George, when are you going to pay me that money?
Right now. I'm tired of wearing this ring in my nose.
Well, I had to mark you. I didn't want to get that old runaround, you know. Now, fellas, Virginia Bruce should be here pretty soon, so in the meantime, let's have your band number.
Gee, is Virginia Bruce going to be on this program?
That's right.
I think she's terrific. Don't you, George?
I think she's terrific. Don't you, Art?
I think she's terrific. Don't you, Dennis?
Dennis, stop talking to yourself. Now, come on, fellas. Let's have that band number and put some real stuff in it. Remember, we're playing for the United States Marines. A bunch of red-blooded, rare-and-tearing guys. Eh, Sergeant Wilson?
You said it, buddy. Now tell these guys what you had for breakfast this morning.
Toasty brown, sweet as a nut, grape nut flakes, of course.
Of course what?
Of course, sir.
That's more like it. And why do these grape nuts flakes come in?
I make 12-ounce economy-sized packets. Sir.
Right. And what does grape nuts flakes contain?
Iron, niacin, and vitamin B1.
Benny. Now button your lip.
Yes, sir.
Gee, how could we get so tough on breakfast food? Oh, well, play, McFarlane. Taking a Chance on Love, played by the McFarlane Twins and their orchestra. And, fellas, that was all right. You twins are really going places. And now, boys...
Twins, that's a hot one.
What do you mean, a hot one? It so happens, Dennis, that they are twins.
Oh, yeah? One of them throws his voice and the other one's a dummy.
Believe me, Dennis, there's no ventriloquism involved. They're both flesh and blood.
Then I better quit carving my initials in the one I thought was wood.
Yes. And now, boys, no use waiting. I got to give that kid a hot chocolate with a Mickey in it. Now, boys, I'd like to have you meet that beautiful and talented screen actress, Miss Virginia Bruce. Come on over here and take a bow, Virginia.
Thank you, Jack. Hi, fellas.
Well, listen to that. You know, Virginia, you got more applause than I did.
Well, this is my last pair of nylon stockings. I'm glad they're doing a good job.
Oh, is that it? Well, now that you've brought up the subject, Virginia, I've got pretty good-looking legs myself.
Yeah.
Here, look. not bad, eh?
I'd hate to get an order of mashed potatoes with that many lumps in them.
Well, I've been taking vitamin pills and they don't dissolve, you know? But, I don't know, I think my legs are gorgeous.
And those pink lace garters, did you borrow them from Mary?
Oh, no, Virginia. A girl threw them at me in a burlesque theater. She hooked my ear with one of them, but the other one I had a fight for. What a brawl.
My hand still hurts where you stomped on it.
Well, don't be so grabby. Oh, Virginia, this is our young tenor, Dennis Day.
Hello, Dennis.
Gee, Miss Bruce, this is the happiest moment of my life.
Well.
Just say the word and I'll stand on my head.
Dennis. You'll have to pardon him, Virginia. He's so emotional.
You're panting a little yourself, Daddy.
Oh, yes, I am. And this is our announcer, Don Wilson.
Hello, Mr. Wilson.
How do you do, Miss Bruce? I can't stand on my head for you, but I can shuffle my chins like a deck of cards.
Don, don't act like a schoolboy. Get a load of them, fellas. Huckleberry Hippo. And now, Virginia, I'd like you to meet the twins, Art and George.
I'm glad to know you, boys.
Same here.
See, aren't they cute, Virginia?
My goodness, Jack, I didn't know you had twins.
Oh, they're not mine. They're the McFarlane twins. By the way, Virginia, I understand you're down here making a picture. How's it coming along?
Well, we haven't started shooting yet. Mr. Ratoff, the director, is looking over typical southern locations.
Oh, you mean Gregory Ratoff?
Yes, you ought to meet him, Jack. He has the cutest Russian dialect.
Oh, I know Ratoff and his dialect. We're old friends. Did you tell Gregory you were going to be on my program tonight?
Certainly.
What did he say?
Watch out, Virginia. He's old, but he's a wolf.
Well, I do have my romantic moments. By the way, Virginia, speaking of pictures I've been in...
Who's speaking of pictures you've been in?
I am. You see, I've got a new one coming out pretty soon called The Meanest Man in the World. A nice title, isn't it?
Yeah. But, Jack, that doesn't fit you at all. Why, good heavens, you're not the meanest man in the world.
I'm not?
Of course not. How could anyone be mean who has such a sweet, friendly smile?
Well,
big blue eyes that are always twinkling.
Well, my eyes have been compared to the waters of the Minnetonka. what else, Virginia?
Well, we've already mentioned your lumpy legs.
Oh, those are vitamin pills, you know?
I'm just kidding, Jack. You're really one of the nicest, sweetest, kindest, most considerate...
Most lovable?
Wait for me.
Oh, pardon me. You know, Virginia, it's funny that all the time we've been in Hollywood, you and I have never made a picture together. You know, you'd think that...
Come on, Virginia, let's get going!
Hey, that sounds like Ratoff. What's he doing here?
Oh, he came to pick me up. We're interviewing several local boys to play opposite me in the picture.
Oh, you mean you haven't got a leading man yet?
No. We're looking for a young fellow with one of those charming southern accents.
Well, shut my mouth, honey child. Why'd you all say so sooner? How's that sound, Virginia?
Like a minstrel show, but maybe Ratoff will like it.
It's a cinch. When he hears me talking like this, he'll come from...
Open that door or I break it down. I'm a Russian and I'm advancing.
Come on in, Gregory. Well, this is a surprise. How are you, Gregory? I haven't seen you since Hollywood.
Fine, Jack. I sure like it down here in old Virginia.
In old Virginia?
That's what we all Southerns call Kentucky.
That's what you call Virginia. Say, Gregory, how's your picture coming along?
It will be colossal, stupendous. It even might make some money.
Say, that sounds like it's going to be an epic.
If it's only an epic, I'll blow my brains up. Say, Jack, how can I miss? I've got the most beautiful leading lady. All we need now is a southern boy for the part of the hero.
I see. Well, I think I can help you out. Listen to this. Your search is ended, sir. I'm at your service. How does that sound?
Like a minstrel show, but maybe I like it.
Good. Now, look, Gregory, have you got the script with you?
Right in my pocket.
Well, now I'm going over in the corner and study this, and right after Dennis's number... Wait a minute, I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Penny, this is Rochester.
Oh, hello, Rochester. Where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, you're still in Washington. Now, listen, Rochester. You were supposed to be on the bus with me at 10 o'clock this morning to go to Quantico. What happened?
Well, I got some friends here.
Yes?
And at 10 o'clock this morning, I was at a party they gave for me last night.
Well, why'd you have to stay till 10 this morning?
We had a bottle of champagne and we couldn't get the cork out till 9:45.
Well, that must have been some party. Who was there?
Well, there was my brother and his second wife.
Uh-huh.
And my cousin and my brother's first wife.
Uh-huh.
And there was my sister who married a total stranger.
Oh.
And then we also had my Uncle Sylvester who came in from Beverly Hills, California.
I didn't know you had an uncle in Beverly Hills. Where does he live?
360 North Camden Drive.
Wait a minute. That's my address. That's my house.
I've been meaning to tell you, boss, he lives in the garage.
Oh-ho, I thought I saw lights there at night. Now, Rochester, how long has your Uncle Sylvester been living in my garage?
Well, $2 a week, I got $80. 40 weeks, boss.
Well, that's my fault. I should have suspected something when I saw you carrying all those pork chops out to my horse. Well, I'll talk to you about this later. Goodbye.
So long, Mr. Benny.
Imagine his uncle living in my garage. sing, Dennis. Now, don't run away, Virginia and Gregory. I'm going to study this part.
With speed and new invention and things like third dimension, yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theories. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may it be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be. Must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh, our fundamental things apply as time goes by, and when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. Now, As Time Goes By from Casablanca, starring Franklin D. Roosevelt and Winston Churchill, Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, and sung by Dennis Day. Well, Gregory, I glanced over the script, and I'm more convinced than ever that I'm just the guy for the part of a Southern boy.
Part nothing. I want a guy that can do the whole thing.
I'll do the whole thing, and I'll be colossal.
Colossal is a big word. Don't kick it around.
You should talk. Well, Virginia, it looks like I'm going to be your leading man.
But, Jack, you haven't even rehearsed the part.
It's bound to work out. I can just see it in lights. Virginia Bruce and Jack Benny in a Gregory Ratoff production.
Leave my name out of it.
Now, wait a minute, Gregory. Don't run me down till you try me. Now, let's get started with the rehearsal.
Okay, I'll get my technical advisor.
Your technical advisor?
Certainly. He's a real Southern colonel, and he knows all about Dixie. Come on in, colonel.
Is that the colonel?
Hello, stranger.
Schlepperman. Well, Schlepperman, how long have you been a Southern colonel?
Since Tuesday. Rather put an ad in the paper.
Oh.
But don't you all give me away, all.
I won't. But, Schlepp, I can't imagine you being a technical advisor. What do you know about the South?
Tote that barge, lift that bale. Mammy's little baby loves softening, softening. Mammy's little baby loves softening bread. I'll take some fun.
Say, that's pretty good.
I tell you, Jack, he's terrific.
So you like him, eh, Ratoff?
His dialect kills me.
Well, what do you say we get started? Let's try a scene from the picture, Gregory, so you can see what I do. A love scene, that's where I shine.
All right, a love scene. Now, Miss Bruce and Mr. Benny, take your places. Now, Jack, it is a hot summer night, and you are waiting for your sweetheart on the veranda.
I see.
Then the butler comes in.
The butler, eh?
Yes. His name is Julep, and you ask him for a piece of candy.
The butler's name is Julep?
Look, it says right here, bring me a mint, Julep.
That's bring me a mint julep. It's a drink made with bourbon.
Bourbon, schmorbon, all I know is vodka.
Oh, Mr. Radoff, where am I in this scene?
You are in the garden, and you are heartbroken because your lover is going away. You are sniffling a rose.
Sniffling a rose? What's that?
That's the way he talks, Jack. Yesterday, he went into a restaurant and ordered a porter horse steak.
Porter horse? Say, he might have been right. Hey, that's a good one.
Wait, actor. I am in charge here.
All right, all right. How does this thing start?
The butler has told you that your sweetheart is in the garden. Now you enter the garden. Music.
Oh, Magnolia. Magnolia, honey. Where are you all?
I'm over here by the bird bath, sugar.
Oh, if you're taking a bath, I'll come back later. Goodbye.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. It isn't her. It is night and the gales are bathing.
You mean the nightingales are bathing?
That's what I said. I see.
Okay. Magnolia, honey, I'm a-leaving tonight. But before I go, there's something I gotta ask you.
Yes, Finch Bottom.
Finch Bottom? Magnolia, honey, I want you to do me the honor of becoming my wife.
Your wife? Oh, Finch Bottom.
Kiss me, Magnolia. Kiss me. Kiss me, Magnolia. Kiss me.
Well, go ahead, Jack. Kiss her.
How can I kiss her when she keeps ducking? Hold still, will you, Virginia?
All right, let's take that line again.
Excuse me, Jack. Oh, Mr. Radoff, may I speak to you a minute alone?
Certainly. What's on your mind, Virginia?
Well, wait a minute. I better whisper it.
What's the whispering for?
Listen, Gregory.
All right, so he drools a little.
Cut out the whispering. Now, come on over here, Virginia, and let's do this love scene.
You better tell him, Gregory.
Sorry, Jack, you cannot have the part.
What do you mean I can't have the part?
In Russia, we are very direct. You stink.
What?
Colossally.
Now, wait a minute, Gregory. Listen, Virginia, I can do this love scene if you'll just give me a chance.
But, Jack, you're so violent, so passionate.
Passionate?
Look, there's steam all over your glasses.
I'll wipe them all. Now, don't worry, Virginia. Let's try it again. And this time, I'll be as gentle as a lamb.
Animal picture, I will not direct.
That's not what I'm talking about. Now, come on, let's go. Magnolia, honey, I want you to do me the honor of becoming my wife.
Your wife? Oh, Finch Bottom.
Kiss me, Magnolia. Kiss me. How is that, Virginia? Do I get the part or not?
Wow, you certainly do as far as I'm concerned.
That's great.
Now kiss Gregory and see what he says.
Gregory.
Kiss me, Finch and Bottom. Kiss me.
You know and I know that right now we're all up against a serious shortage of many important foods. And these shortages will never be more acute in the future. However, there is one valuable food that is now and will continue to be plentiful.
Whole grain cereals, one of the finest, most nourishing foods you can serve, and one that our government nutrition program successfully recommends. There's only one hitch, the danger of a serious shortage in the paper used to pack these cereals. But you and I, all of us, can do something about that. Simply buy as many foods as possible in large packages instead of small ones. For it takes less paper per pound to pack the larger sizes. So when you buy whole grain cereals, whether it's Grape Nuts Flakes or any other of your favorite brands, be sure to ask your grocer for the largest package he has. You'll be saving paper, and so you'll help to make sure that there will be enough of these nourishing whole grain cereals to go around. And incidentally, you'll find that you save money, too, when you buy the larger package. So help your country, help your neighbor, help yourself. Buy whole grain cereals in large size packages.
That was the last number of the 18th program of the new Grape Nuts Flakes series, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. I want to thank Miss Bruce and Mr. Raftoff for appearing on our program tonight. Miss Bruce will be with us tomorrow when we do a show for you Army boys at Newport News, Virginia, and also Tuesday for you Navy boys at Norfolk. Good night, Dow. Good night, everybody.
This program is for the entertainment of the personnel at the United States Marine Base at Quantico, Virginia, and does not necessarily constitute an endorsement of the product by the Navy Department. The Grape Nuts Flakes program, coming to you from New York City and starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Dennis Day, Rochester, yours truly, Don Wilson, and our guest conductor, Abe Lyman. Habit? Habit? Who has a habit? Now, here's a funny thing. Why is it we're always hearing so much about bad habits? Yours and mine and the next door neighbors. And still nobody has a kind word to say about good habits. Well, right now, I'm going to put in my 2 cents worth for a perfectly swell habit. The habit of starting your day off with that grand little eye-opener, crisp, tempty, toasty brown Grape Nuts Flakes. Yes, sir. Once you make a habit of Grape Nuts Flakes, once you sample that malty, rich flavor and smack your lips over that crisp, toasty texture, you're certain to come back for more. Prove it. Tomorrow, just do this. Try a bowl full of appetite-making Grape Nuts Flakes for breakfast. See if you don't find them so swell-tasting that a daily dish will become second nature to you. Yes, Grape Nuts Flakes are a good habit. So why don't you make a daily habit of Grape Nuts Flakes? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a little surprise for you. Jack wired us that owing to a slight delay coming up on the train from Norfolk, Virginia, he will be just a few minutes late. So while we're waiting for Jack, I'll turn the mic over to his very good friend, the famous star of Showtime, Georgie Jessel.
Thank you, fellas. Hello again. This is Georgie Jessel, pinch hitting for Benny. And I want to tell you folks that I'm very happy to be here tonight for 2 reasons. First, it's an honor and a pleasure to help Jack out. And second, I must get something for this. And of course, Don, it's nice working with you, too.
Well, thank you, Georgie. I think we'll get along fine.
And by the way, Don, Jack does expect to pay me for this. I mean, he won't take advantage of our friendship, will he?
Oh, no, no, Georgie. Jack wouldn't do a thing like that. But I'm sure he'll compensate you for your work.
Fine. Well, I hope it's with money. You see, Don, I've already got a hand-painted necktie. And I don't like the way Jack paints them anyway.
See? Now, wait a minute, Georgie. You're not really worried about Jack paying you for tonight, are you?
Well, I'm not exactly worried, but I'd like to be on one program where I don't have to write in a part for my lawyer. Well, what happened to Jack, and why is he so late?
Well, Georgie, last week we played camps around Washington, D.C. and Virginia.
And Jack in Rochester missed the train at Norfolk.
Missed the train?
Yes, you see, Jack told Rochester to wake him up at 9 a.m., but Rochester overslept, and I imagine Jack was pretty burned up when he woke up.
Imagine missing my own program. Listen, Rochester, there's no excuse for your oversleeping this morning. Especially after I gave you that alarm clock.
Well, I was dreaming I was in the ring with Joe Louis, and when the bell rang, I came out fighting.
And what happened?
You know Mr. Louis, he smacked me right back to sleep again.
Look, Rochester, I'm not interested in your dreams.
You're always telling me yours, boss. Remember the night you dreamt you was a mother robin?
Never mind.
And you woke up sitting in your toupee?
On a billiard ball yet. Anyway, Rochester, this is the last time I'm going to take you on a trip east with me. The only time I see you is when you need money. We've been away from home 2 months. You spent more dough than I have.
That ain't no record.
You've spent plenty, and most of the time you lose it in a crap game.
A crap game?
Yes.
Up in Harlem, we call it ivory stock market.
I don't care what you call it. We'll talk about this later.
Say, boss, who's taking your place on the program tonight?
A fellow named Georgie Jessel. He's a great pal of mine.
Mr. Jessel? I never seen him. What does he look like?
Well, I'd say that Jessel was medium height, nice personality, and looked something like an anteater. Although I doubt if he does. Say, is there a radio in this observation car?
There's one right over by that lady.
Oh, yes. Pardon me, madam. Do you mind if I tune in on the radio? I want to hear the Grape Nuts Flakes program.
Is that the show with Jack Benny on it?
Yes. Good heavens, she jumped out the window. Oh, well, everybody can't like me. Now, Rochester, tune in NBC. It's around 65 on the dial.
Yes, sir.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason toasty, brown, sweet as a nut Grape Nuts Flakes in the big 12-ounce economy-sized package is America's fastest-growing flake cereal.
That's it, Rochester. That's Don Wilson, all right.
Once you sample the malty, rich flavor, you'll certainly come back for more.
That's very good, Don. I'm so excited, I'm going to eat breakfast tomorrow for the first time in 30 years. Hangover or no hangover?
Well, Don, how am I doing so far? Do you think I'm handling the program all right?
Well, to tell you the truth, George, and please don't repeat this to Jack.
Oh, you can trust me, Don.
I think you've given this program new life. Frankly, Jack belongs to the yuck-yuck school of humor.
Oh, yuck-yuck.
Say, Georgie, you've known Jack a long while, haven't you?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, Jack and I did an act together in vaudeville. We were known as Myrtle, the dancing horse.
Oh, did you and Jack work in a horse costume?
Oh, yes, and Jack did a great job, even though he had the worst end of it. You know what I mean, Don? He couldn't look out at the audience and wink like I did, huh? By the way, Don, where is Mary?
Here I am. Hello, Georgie.
Hello.
There's Miss Livingston. Doesn't she sound natural?
Yeah. Brace yourself, boss. Here it comes.
She better be careful what she says.
Well, Mary, I guess you're anxious for Jack to get back. It'll seem rather strange working with me, won't it?
No, I like to work with you, Georgie. You want to know something? Now, don't repeat this to Jack,
will
you?
Oh, you can trust me.
Well, believe me, it gets pretty tiresome week after week looking at that blank face of his. Looks like a pot of library paste.
Whoever saw a library face with big blue eyes?
Well, Mary, after all, I'm not so much to look at myself.
But at least you're different. You smile and laugh once in a while. Jack never laughs.
Well, my teeth don't slip out.
That's a good one.
Shut up. Now, you shut up, Rogers. My teeth don't slip out.
No, sir. You hold them in better than anybody.
Quiet now. I want to hear this.
Say, Mary, I'd like to ask you something, and believe me, you're the first one I've mentioned this to. What do you think Jack's going to give me for taking his place on the program tonight?
Well, first he'll come in and ask you how much you want.
Yes?
Then he'll offer you half of that.
And if I won't take it?
He'll pour a knife on you.
Can you imagine that?
Well, Mary, you can't be serious. My goodness, he isn't that tight.
He isn't, eh? Listen, Georgie. Jack has been traveling around the East for 8 weeks, and he's still got California air in his pocketbook.
Oh, he must have opened it up to let the moth see Radio City. Rochester.
He ain't no good at all.
Gee, I wish this train would get in.
And, George, do you want me to tell you something else?
What is it?
Well, Jack took me to the Stork Club the other night, and when the waiter brought the check...
What's the matter? What are you laughing at?
Well, Jack pulled his violin out of his vest and said, "Go away, I work here."
That's a big fib.
Well, Mary, you've given me a very vivid picture of what I'll have to go through when Jack comes in. Anyway, let's have a band number from Abe Lyman. And play something loud, Abe. My mother's listening in, and she hasn't got a radio. She just opens the window. Hit it, Abe. Hit it.
Look, Rochester, we're getting into the Penn Station.
That's right.
New York, New York, all out. Last one off the train is a pot of library paste. Catch on?
Grab those bags, Rochester. I want to rush over to the studio.
Okay.
I'll go right to my hotel and pack the trunk. Remember, we're leaving town tomorrow.
Oh, Porter! Porter! Was Brazil, played by Abe Lyman and his band. And I must say, Abe, after hearing the boys, that I'm surprised the way Jack ran down your orchestra a couple of weeks ago. He shouldn't do that.
Of course he shouldn't. My music is all right.
Well, that I wouldn't say, but Jack should never mention it. By the way, Abe, I don't know whether you know this or not, but I have been writing an autobiography. Autobiography. That means a story of my life.
Thanks.
Are you welcome? Inasmuch as we've been friends for years, I've got something in it about you. Now, is that okay?
Yeah, but don't put nothing in about that dame in Cincinnati.
Oh, don't worry, I won't. I'll simply mention that you're a bon vivant, a raconteur, an entrepreneur. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, just leave out that dame in Cincinnati.
Oh, I will, I will. You see, this book I'm writing... It's called So Help Me, and it ought to be out
any day. Now, wait a minute, Georgie. Here comes Dennis Day. Do you know him?
No, not personally, no.
Well, you'll like him, Georgie. He's a great kid, although he's a little naive.
Oh, you just leave Dennis to me. I'll handle him all right.
I'll bet you a dollar he'd drive you nuts.
All right, it's a bet.
Here he is, Georgie. Well, hello. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Did you have a nice trip?
Nice trip, Benny. What is this?
Hey, Don, did Mr. Benny miss the train in Norfolk, Virginia?
Now, wait a minute, Dennis. It's Jessel. Jessel.
Where's that?
Well, I've lost 35 cents already. Now, listen, Dennis, I'm just taking Jack's place until he gets here.
Jack who?
Here's your dollar, Mary.
Thanks.
Hey, what's going on?
Why, nothing, Dennis. I just bet Mary a dollar that you couldn't drive me nuts.
She wins more money that way.
Well, all
I can say is this entire event looks good for a total loss to me, I'll tell you.
Hello, fellas. Hello, here I am.
It's sure good to be back.
And am I glad to see you, Jack. Believe me.
Me too. I kind of miss you, old pal.
So did I, Jack. Boy, am I tickled to see you.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, certainly. I'm tight except for my teeth that slip out. And I got a face like a pot of library paste.
Doesn't have to be in a pot.
Well, there was a radio on the train. I heard every word you fellas said. That was fine loyalty talking behind my back.
I didn't say anything about you, Mr. Benny.
I know you didn't, Dennis.
I just got here.
I know that, too. Well, hello, Georgie. How did you like taking my place tonight?
I will know in a little while.
Well, I appreciate your coming over and helping me out. It was a great display of friendship.
Here it comes, Georgie.
I'm ready. Now, look, Jack, we're very good friends, you know. But this is my business, the same as yours.
I understand that now. But look, Georgie.
Look nothing. You wired me to come here, I didn't expect to get paid.
Well, take it easy, Georgie. I'll give you a check for whatever you think your time is worth. Now, what do you want?
Well, now, Jack, let me put it this way. If I don't sleep well tonight, it should be from happiness.
Now, don't beat around the bush, Georgie. How much do you want?
I'll take $500. But if you put down that knife, we'll start at $1,000.
I'll give you $500. Let's not argue about it. Now, let's see. Where's my checkbook? Gosh, I don't think I...
Here's a blank check, Mr. Benny.
Thanks. Now, let's see. If I'd only brought my fountain...
Here's a fountain pen, Mr. Benny.
Go away! Well, I got the check and fountain pen. Might as well start writing.
I may be wrong, but I think your hair just went a shade grayer.
Quiet. February 17th, 1900, and now the amount.
Wait a minute. This is 1943, Jack, not 45.
Oh, pardon me. Now, just a second. Pay to the order of... Say, how do you want this made out? George Jessel or Georgie Jessel?
Just put down man, $500.
All right, here's your check.
Well, now, thank you very much. Well, I guess I'll be running along now, and I'll see you tomorrow night at the banquet, Jack.
Yeah.
What banquet is that, Mr. Benny?
Well, next Sunday is my birthday, and since we'll be in Toronto, some of my friends here in New York are throwing a little party for me tomorrow night. Who's going to be there, Georgie?
All your pals on Broadway, everybody, from Benny Rubin to Fred Allen.
Fred Allen? Now, wait a minute. This is my birthday party, and I don't want Allen there.
But, Jack, we need a crowd. We need everybody we can get to blow out the candles.
Oh, cut that out. I'm not nearly as old as you are, Georgie, and you know it.
Go on. I read in Newsweek magazine yesterday that you were 47 years old.
47? That's a misprint.
You mean it should be 74?
No. I mean it should be 33, like I feel. All right, Alan. All right, Alan can come to the party.
I knew that would happen.
I knew it. I put commas there. All right, comma. Alan can come to the party. Well, look, but I don't want him to make any speeches about me.
Well, don't you worry, Jack, because I'm the only speaker at the table, comma, and I got my speech. I have my speech all prepared.
You have? What are you going to say?
Well, something like this. Gentlemen, we are gathered here tonight to pay tribute to a man who, some odd years ago, was born in a log cabin near what is now the town of Waukegan, Illinois.
Log cabin?
There was great rejoicing in this frontier settlement.
Frontier?
And friendly Indians came from far and wide. To bring gifts of beads and moccasins to the first white child born in this wilderness.
Now, wait a minute, Georgie. When I was born, Waukegan was a good-sized town. I'm only 33.
All right, I'll say you're 33.
Good.
And to make that believable, I'll wear diapers.
I don't care what you wear.
All right, thank you very much, Jack, and I'll see you tomorrow.
So long, Georgie.
So long.
So long. Oh, darn it. Darn it, I forgot something. Oh, Georgie, wait a minute. I want to ask you something.
Quack, what is it?
Georgie, I hear you're writing a book with a lot of anecdotes about yourself and people in show business. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Well, does my name come up in it?
Oh, sure, Jack. Several times.
Well, look, Georgie.
Yeah?
Do me a favor, will you?
Yeah?
Don't mention that dame in Cincinnati. I mean, you know. Well, so long, Georgie.
So long. Come on.
Well, go ahead, Dennis. Let's have your song.
What do you want to see Georgie about?
I want to make his check a little higher, you know. Sing, kid. Moonlight Mood, sung by Dennis Day. And very, very good, Dennis.
Thank you. You know, Mr. Benny, I think it was awfully nice of Mr. Jessel to come over here and help you out tonight.
What do you mean, nice? You got $500 for it.
Well, for heaven's sake, you don't expect Georgie to come over here and work for nothing, do you?
Well, why not? He's a friend of mine.
Well, would you work on his show for nothing?
Listen, Don, I'm talking to Miss Livingston.
Well, would you?
That's Don's question. Think of your own.
I've got one.
Shut up. Now, look, fella, Georgie was here. He did a good job. He got paid, so let's forget about it. And now I have an announcement to make. Ladies and gentlemen, here is important information for all of you who have friends, relatives, or sweethearts in our armed forces abroad. If you want your letters to get overseas quickly and safely, use V-mail, which is dispatched by the most expeditious means.
Expeditious? What's the idea of pulling those big words?
Listen, Abe, expeditious isn't a big word.
Anything over three letters is showing off.
Abe, I know you have a set of blocks, but some of them must be missing there. One leader I'd like to get that's been through third grade. Let me finish this, will you, Abe? Huh? Will you go over and lay down someplace? Or lie down, excuse me. Among the advantages of V-mail is the fact that it's the fastest of all wartime communications. But remember, folks, V-mail is not for domestic use. Only use it when you write right to the boys overseas. And our listeners in Canada should go to their local post office for information. Thank you very much. And fellas, my gang, now speaking of Canada, you know we're all leaving for Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto next Tuesday night.
How are you going to send us, by V-mail?
No, we're going by train. And here's something else. Come in. Yes?
Pardon me, I work for Mr. Jessel, and he sent me back here for his cane.
Oh.
My name is Joe Besser.
Lesser?
No, Besser!
Oh, yes. Yes, Besser, I never get that right. Well, Mr. Besser, what does the cane look like?
Something like Jessel, only taller.
Oh, well, he must have left his cane in my dressing room. Now, look, Mr. Besser, my dressing room. You go out this door here, turn to your right. No, turn to your left. Then you walk down three steps till you get to the corridor. Then you turn to your right again. No, then take your next left.
Shut up, not so fast!
Oh, pardon me. Well, just ask an usher, and he'll tell you where it is. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, say, Mr. Benny, I'm going to be at your banquet tomorrow night.
Oh, my birthday party? Well, you know, Mr. Besser, next Sunday, I'll be 33 years old.
You old crazy you.
Mean crazy. I feel like a kid. Now, getting back to our Canadian trip, fellas, when we get to Toronto next week, I want you all to be... I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Good. Rochester, did you pack my trunk?
Yes, sir, and it's on its way to Toledo.
Toledo? We're going to Toronto.
Toronto's in Ohio.
Toledo's in Ohio. We're going to Ontario.
I thought you said we were going to Canada.
Look, Rochester, Toledo is in Ohio and Ontario's in Canada. And Toronto's in Ontario. What are you laughing at?
Boss, we sound like Abbott and Costello.
Now, Rochester, concentrate. Here's what you do. Call up the express company here in New York. Tell them to call the express company in Toledo and have them send my trunks to Toronto.
Not so fast!
Rochester, but this is the worst mess that I've ever been in. And I want...
You know, nowadays, everyone relies on breakfast for a flying start on the day. The man on the swing shift, the lad on the farm, the housewife, the youngster in school. But we're all taking on extra duties and we're all using up extra energy. So we all need a full share of nourishment. The kind you get in tempting Grape Nuts Flakes. Because Grape Nuts Flakes are a whole grain cereal. And thrifty, plentiful whole grain cereals provide the nutritional elements we all need, including protective minerals and vitamins. Yes, sir, in every delicious, malty-rich bowlful of toasty brown Grape Nuts Flakes with milk, you get proteins, iron, calcium, phosphorus, and two of the health-building B vitamins, niacin and vitamin B1. You can very readily see why a daily breakfast with Grape Nuts Flakes helps you to make up for other food shortages. So for a swell start on your working day, start your day with a big, luscious bowl full of delicious, nutritious Grape Nuts Flakes.
That was the last number of the 19th program in the new Grape Nuts Flakes series, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night broadcasting from Toronto. And we'll be seeing you Canadian servicemen in Montreal Wednesday, in Ottawa Thursday, and Saturday night at Camp Borden, Ontario. Good night, folks.
The Jack Benny program is written by Bill Morrow and Ed Beloy.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, and as always, peace.